Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, two quick things here. Welcome back in, 7 o'clock hour. First of all, as far as the weather goes, Dan, this is funny. You and I were talking about this morning. I'm Hollywood Dan Day. Your Trevor's here. It was like the first weekend, I feel like, all summer that it rained. Everyone's in town for the holiday and everything, yeah. And it rained like all weekend. I don't know what was up with the weather, but it's been really nice this summer. It's not been
beautiful.
A ton of rain.
Beautiful.
And then the second part is, Trevor, you got to take that cowboy thing out of the update.
What's wrong? Me to keep it local with the Miami? There's nothing going on.
I don't even know who that guy is.
You should probably know that. Come on, man. Mr. Football over there.
We're going to make an executive decision. That's twice now. We got to take that guy out of the update.
I'm going to say, listen, you should probably be more focused with the NFL and have the news wire going. Come on.
I'll find something else for you. Didn't some guy almost have a perfect game or something yesterday, or did you mention that?
I mean, Edward Cabrera pitched wonderful yesterday. Yeah. 7 innings. 2 runs. He still got the loss, but nonetheless, Edward Cabrera, the only pitcher for the Marlins that has pitched past the 6th inning this year. He's done it twice in a row. But
we'll give Trevor a pass. He wore a Cubby hat in there, so we'll give him a pass here this morning. He's a Cubs guy here this morning.
I felt so bad for all the people. Well, not so bad, but I was at News Cafe, if you know where that is, on Ocean Drive in South Beach.
The place I hear about, Dan. I've never been.
I've never been. It's in the front of a hotel, and
sounds like they have no parking.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't like places with no parking anymore. I don't have the go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was at News Cafe on July 4th, and I heard the family, they were out there, and they're like, this is terrible. Like, we've been here for 3 days, and we're leaving tomorrow, and it's rained the whole time in Miami. And I was like, oh, a lot of people probably coming in for the 4th of July, and all they did was dodge raindrops all the time. And that's not why you come to Miami, but
I know.
The risk you take.
It is the risk you take when you come in the summer to Miami, but it is amazing. Like, we've been staying. We're finally moved into our new place here, so our beach days are over, but we're staying on the beach for a while, and yeah, the weather's been really nice throughout the summer. So
you were up in Hollandale, right?
We were up on the beach over there.
They got that nice Asian restaurant right there by Hyde.
I didn't go out anywhere. I had the two young ones with me. My days of going out.
No, just to the beach.
Are long gone, my friend. I told you, I'm going to a concert on Friday, though. I'm psyched for that.
I'm stoked about that.
I'm going to a concert on Friday. My 8-year-old always has to come because he loves concerts.
That's
now.
That's awesome.
I took him to the Blink-182 concert when he was like 7.
Smart move.
And the day after that show is when he said the F word for the first time.
Proud of him.
Yeah, so he likes to go. So to take, we got a concert coming up on Friday, so I'm actually excited for that. I don't make it to a ton of concerts. The last one I went to, I told you, was the one at the Sphere Oh, yeah. Vegas, that was which
nice. I saw the pictures.
That's yeah. worth the trip.
Are you going to the Hard Rock or are you going down to the one of the arenas?
No, this is actually in West Palm. It's way out there in West Palm.
Oh, you're, my, so gonna, you're nearby me.
I might fly. It's that far away. I might fly out there.
But you get free parking. But,
is it?
Yeah, yeah. Free parking.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Don't pay.
That's good to know. Anyway, that not that anyone cares about my personal plans here, but we are like, we're living like out west in the suburbs now, so things are a little bit different. I will tell you, it's nice living out there. The fact that like they have restaurants where you can go out to eat, and it's not like $500 for two people to sit down, which is nice. They have like all these sports bars, and you know, there's a Flanagan's right down the street from me.
Nice.
Like, oh man, there's not a lot of places you can go and get lunch for $10.
No.
You know?
It's hard to find $10 lunches now these days.
I know. It is nice that you can actually sit down there and get lunch like that. We had some texts coming in here this morning. We'll get to everything going on in sports in just a second here. Texter said, I could have flown Allegiant into Concord, North Carolina, direct from Fort Lauderdale. Huh.
Mm,
I have no idea where Concord, North Carolina is. I'm not 100% familiar with Allegiant Airlines. So
No.
I know they have the naming rights of the Vegas
Raiders,
stadium,
yes.
But that's about as much as I know about that. Someone asked when Alex Dono is going to be back from vacation. Dono has been on vacation in Europe for a month, at least. As far as I know, I did speak to him last week. He's going to be back this week, so we'll try to track him down towards the end of the week and talk some Canes with Dono. Always great to get him on. But man, my guy has been on quite the tour.
I had forgotten he was on.
I think he's got family up there.
He's luckily he's staying with some family in Italy. That's cutting down the cost. But I had forgotten. I was like, oh, you know, whatever. And then I saw yesterday he was posting pictures from Italy. I was like, he's still on vacation?
Yeah. I'm going to my version of Italy in July. We're going to hit Epcot. That's about as close to Italy as I get. Or I went, like when I said, I went to Vegas, we stayed at the Venetian.
Nice.
We banged the whole thing out there, man. We got to see Italy. We got to see the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
You know, we got to see it all, New York. So,
Luxury, that Egypt, yeah, you know, knock it all out.
I said, this is probably as close as we're going to get for a while we got these damn kids. So, enjoy. Joe's going to be out this week. He'll be back with us next week for those that are asking. I'm Hollywood. He's Dan Day. We'll be here holding it down the best we can here for you this week. So what's going on in sports here? We did have, as Trevor mentioned, the USA loses the Gold Cup to Mexico for our soccer fans out there. The Kevin Durant deal ends up going official here, part of a 7-team trade.
Did you
the first
see
one
that?
Ever. Yeah, it's I don't know.
You saw how many second round picks that were overall like traded in that whole 7-team deal? I think let's see, there was 12 second round picks that were moved yesterday because it became official. Yesterday was the first day that you could actually officially make all the trades. So everything that was done before that was just hearsay and conjecture. 12 second round picks.
Yep, that's an interesting one. And then we have the Heat kind of hanging in there with not a whole lot going on. Bradley Beal is the name that has popped up here, if that does anything for you. As those are going to be the names that the Heat are going to have to try to figure out a way to land here if they want to at least remain competitive in the East. I just don't think there's a big trade to be made right now. I don't know. I don't see it, Dan. You know, I know Giannis is a potential name, and I know that he was pissed off when they did what they did with Damian Lillard. The Damian Lillard thing is interesting, too, because he could sign essentially wherever, not essentially, he can sign wherever he wants, and he can sign it on the cheap. Now,
but
my guess is he's going to join a team that's on the cusp of competing for a championship.
About, yeah.
I can't imagine that he looks, and I know he wanted to be here.
Yeah, but I mean,
I can't imagine he looks at the Heat right now and he's like, that's where I want to, you know.
But he's not even going to play this year.
He has to be the number one guy. Yeah, he's not going to play this year anyway, yes. But he'd have to be the number one guy as it sits right now. So I can't imagine that's too appealing. I think maybe a team like the Lakers, I don't know who else they're going to land, but they seem to be the next team that is going to start landing
guys.
Can
you think about LeBron kind of whispering that he's thinking about moving on from the Lakers, or is that just...
I don't know, man. LeBron ain't leaving. He's not leaving L.A. I think LeBron is too dug into the TV and movie stuff up there to relocate from LA. That would be my guess.
That would
he
be
seems
too.
Really into.
Plus, Bronny.
All that stuff.
Bronny played yesterday
in the summer league.
He ripped
your take on the summer league off the air. I love that take, by the way. I don't know if you want to share that with everyone. But your take, where you're like, it's exciting with the buildup. You're like, these rookies, and it's gonna be great. And then you watch 5 minutes, and you're like, this sucks.
I've seen enough, man.
Casper, it's like college basketball tourneys.
It's a pickup game.
Our rookie, Kasparis Jakučionis, got ripped by Bronny in the first play of the game and got dunked on. So it's like, oh, that's good. That's about when you go, okay, I'm done. And Khalil Ware got a big dunk yesterday. And I hate to say this, I watched the Utah Jazz versus the Philadelphia 76ers opening summer league game because I was at a restaurant after a concert and it was on, so I watched it. But yeah, you do get excited. You're like, man, we're gonna see what Khalil Ware does, Pelle Larsson, Kasparis Jakučionis, and then you watch about 5 minutes and you're like, this is literally like watching a practice.
You're crushing the pronunciation on that one, but you're doing a nice job with that, by the way.
So I practice,
like,
man.
You've studied up on that one. I'm very intrigued to see Cooper Flagg play, not in the summer league. I want to see him play like real games. You know, we got a chance to see him
You've
up close him. When he was here with Duke. I still can't believe that team did not win the national championship. That's by far the best college basketball team. And I've seen them all. Like, I've gotten lucky enough. I called games when I was at South Florida when they were in the Big East. And we went years, multiple years, where they won.
Better than those Kemba Walker UConn teams?
That's the team I saw. We saw a team with Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker hit a buzzer beater to beat us 1 year. Hit a buzzer beater. I remember that game because the guy I was with was so pissed off. This is student radio, so you kind of let it rip, right? And no one's listening. And the guy that we were with that was doing the game with me, the color guy, was like, he was pissed off because Kemba Walker hit the shot. And, of course, the building is filled with UConn fans. And he called Kemba Walker classless and said he wanted to throw his water bottle at him. And I remember the program director of the student radio station was like, you know, look, man, you can't say stuff like that. But, you know, you let it fly, right? You let it rip on student radio. You're learning and no one really cares. But, I saw all those teams, man. And I will tell you that Duke team, and I think the draft showed you how good that Duke team was. I am still blown away that they did not win the national championship. That stings because we had them in like all sorts of futures bets and all this other stuff, and
they gave it away to
they did.
Houston.
They really
in the final
did
four
give
game.
It away. They really did. And unfortunately, the sad ending is that the Gators ended up winning it all, which is really kind of really stings. That's the moral of the story, that it stings there, Dan.
But I thought it was interesting that you said Cooper Flagg was as talented or as impressive of a prospect as you've ever seen.
He is as I think is going to be as good as advertised. I really do. He has the build, right? For a guy that age, that's the weird thing, right? He has the build, and you see a lot of these guys that are that age and they're scrawny, right? And you go, well, when he gets in the league and he puts on, you know, all the muscle and all this and that, and like when I saw Cooper Flagg play, I don't think there was any doubt he could have laced up for the Heat.
Yeah.
Or an NBA team right
there. He plays
then
a very aggressive style. I like his aggressive style.
Now, I don't know how good he's going to be as a shooter. He was pretty good in college. We'll see how he is, you know, in the NBA when you step out a little bit further for those threes. And, you know, that is such a huge part of the game now, those three-point shots. But I do think that he is going to be as good as advertised. But, man, between him and Knipple and Malawash, I can't believe
they went three in the top 10.
They didn't win at all. Yeah.
1-4-10.
Yeah. Those guys were really good and they were well coached. And by the way, the guy that helped recruit a lot of them is now the head coach at the University of Miami. So that probably bodes well for the future of the Canes basketball program.
So Canes basketball will be on the up and up now?
I would think.
Hot ticket, let's go.
I would think.
Jay Lucas has done a great job
getting the
players in. He got a new recruit in, a four-star coming in from Orlando. And now, if this means anything, the projections have Miami as a bubble team this year, which is good.
Boy, is it early for that.
I know.
I started off the morning talking about this too because it is – In 2 weeks from today, I'll be traveling to Charlotte for the ACC media days, and the Orange Bowl. Our friends at the Orange Bowl are nice enough to fly us out there for that. And they always, at the end, of the weekend, I want to say it's the end, they hand out a sheet and you vote. And they asked me last year to vote for some reason. And they give you a list and it's like defensive player of the year, offensive player of the year, conference player of the year, team rankings and all this good stuff. I just pick Canes players for everything.
Nice.
Which is like, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I think that's what everybody does. Most people do, yeah.
Right? Like you're supposed to be biased as a voter, are you not?
In that instance, yes.
I'm gonna lose my vote now.
I never voted for anything like that. So it's, you're in your own world.
Yeah, I've very rarely they don't ask me to do stuff like this because again, my vote is not really honest. Like I won't vote for another team's player if I see a Kane on there. It's like also, best receiver in the conference. Oh, okay, Xavier Restrepo. Bang, done.
Right, like, and also, I mean, like, are they really expecting you to like pound the pavement on a Stanford tight end? Like,
yeah,
I mean,
so but that's what I do anyway. But then they ask you to pick. You know, your rankings for the conference this year. And I know Clemson is the favorite, right? Clemson's probably the favorite. Miami's right there. Florida State fell off a cliff last year, so they're not going to be, I would think, in the discussion, although these teams are. Here's the thing. With the transfer portal now, you are able to reload pretty quickly.
Yes.
You know, so you can go from, what did Florida State win, one game last year? Is it one or two?
Two or three, yeah.
I think it was one or two, maybe one. Did they win two? Trevor's telling me two.
I think they won.
I will stick with one. We'll just stick with one. I think that's easier.
Maybe Temple or somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, one. Sounds better. It's so easy now to rebuild and reload. And like Miami basketball, basketball is the easiest, right? Because basketball, you just need two or three big players. And you've turned yourself into a contender.
Does the basketball team have anybody coming back? I thought they had like one or two people coming back.
They do, but they have made some wholesale changes as you would expect with a new coach and the
season they had last
transfer
year.
Portal and the free agency and everything. And yeah, it's going to be a new look here. We'll talk to Joe Zagacki, by the way, later on in the show and get ready for some Canes football and some Canes basketball. Selfishly, by the way, talking about Canes basketball here this morning. We did get into the Dolphins stuff as well. And man, it's the time of year where you just want to have a little bit of hope. But, man, Dan, everything that seems to happen with this team is like, it's just peak dysfunction, right? Like the Jalen Ramsey thing. And I thought they won the trade. I thought the Dolphins did about as good a job as they could have possibly done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because they could have traded Jalen Ramsey a long time ago when that whole, you know, he's disgruntled thing popped up. They could have taken the first team that offered a fifth-round pick and said, all right, he's gone.
I was scared of that.
And then you would have been really screwed with this Jonnu Smith situation because if you decide, all right, we're not going to pay him, we don't want to pay him that, what do you think you would have gotten for Jonnu Smith? You certainly would have gotten Micah Fitzpatrick back.
No, you would not have.
You would have probably got another fifth.
We'd be loaded in the fifth round. Woo!
Very exciting. Very exciting stuff. But I think they did the best they could on that trade. I thought they actually did a really good job. But it just doesn't inspire much confidence when, you know, you're at this point in the season. And I think Mike Florio said it best. You know, you're in July, in late June, and you got this kind of stuff happening.
Yeah.
It's just not ideal, right? Jalen Ramsey was one of your best players.
Yes.
Jonnu Smith was
arguably.
You can make the argument. He was your best player on offense last year.
You can make
and
that
you'd probably win the argument.
You probably win.
You probably win the argument. And those guys are both gone right now.
And you
now, yes, you got back Minka Fitzpatrick. So that's a victory.
On the defensive side.
But
you don't know what Darren Waller's going to do now.
Oh, Darren Waller. Oh, my God. I mean, that's the thing, too. It's like you sign a guy. And I've seen some hot takes on the internet. They're like, Darren Waller's going to have a renaissance and this and that. Darren Waller retired over a year ago because he didn't want to play football anymore. He had no desire to play. He lost his passion. He lost his joy like Jimmy Butler.
Joie de vie.
Yeah, he lost his joy and didn't want to play. What are you, retired to be a rapper or something, right? Didn't he want to work on his rap album?
Well, yes. Okay, the reason people are thinking about the renaissance is he had some addiction problems. He's gotten over that, hopefully. He had a marriage problem with Kelsey Plum, who plays with the LA Sparks now.
A marriage problem?
Yeah. Well, he had a little bit to do with that.
I love how you just put that.
He kind of lost his mind maybe in the divorce and decided to make really bad music. And
So he was married. So she was in the WNBA or is in the WNBA?
It's a WNBA player, yes.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, that WNBA thing is wild. I see there's a new story that pops up every week with the WNBA. They just don't seem to get it. Like, I don't want to spend any time talking about it because I don't want to, like, you know, whatever, but they, so you got the one girl, and I feel like I interrupted your train of thought.
No, good. No, that's
but you got the one girl that comes out, Sophie something or other, and
Sophie Cunningham,
and was like, well, you know, this expansion, it seems like it's happening too fast because we're going to all these crappy places like Cleveland and Detroit or whatever. We played a soundbite last week, and it's like, okay, well, the league says it's expanding. That's probably good for your business. Maybe not take a crap on the new cities that are getting teams. And she threw Miami in there. She's like, well, you know, we could have gone to a nice place like Miami, but we're in a crap hole like Detroit. And
wow. She mentioned Nashville, too, also.
Yeah, but it's like, man.
And then they
take a breather. Like, let it marinate for 24 hours before you dump all over. And then the cities, like, they have their official Twitter accounts, had to fire back at her.
Of course.
And then I see this lady on ESPN who's got this scorching hot take that the Fever are better without Caitlin Clark.
I've heard that, yeah.
Like, what are we doing with that league?
It seems like they can't get out of their way.
It just makes it tough to want to watch or to be like any bit involved in it.
Caitlin Clark is your meal ticket, and they're beating up on this poor girl. I'm not going to say poor girl, but they're beating up on this girl.
They seem to do whatever they can to diminish what she is. And, you know, I don't know, man. I don't get it. Like, she's good for your business. She's the Tiger Woods of your business.
Yep.
I'm sorry to tell you, like, protect your investment a little bit. Like, if it bothers them that much, maybe they should take massive pay cuts if it bothers them that much. But she has, like, been the driving force of business in that league. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, back to the Dolphins. I don't know. Why am I talking about the
because
WNBA?
Kelsey Plum. Because Darren Plum. Waller was married to Kelsey Plum. He had his addiction problems. He had a marriage problem, as we said. He got into the rap game. I think his head just kind of got blown up now.
Is his music? Do we know his music?
It's absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Really? Okay. Yeah. And you're a resident music guy, so I'm going to take your word for
it. It's like bad rap, try to be R&B. It's just a lot of things. I just think he really got messed up with the whole divorce thing. And, you know, Kelsey Plum.
Do that to people.
Yeah. He had his addiction problems. Yeah. He said the addiction led him to maybe getting outside the house a little bit too much. And, you know, Kelsey Plum ain't putting up with that. So it just messed his head up a little bit. So maybe his head's in the right place. And there's no place to get your head and body right than in Miami.
Texas said Waller's just here for the money grab. That's the culture we need to change. Signing a player just for them to go elsewhere.
I am worried that we could be OBJ'd again.
The problem
Darren
is
Waller.
It's like, where did that name come from? And I know one of the assistants was like, you know, his coach back in the day, but it's like, where did that name surface? Like, we're hearing Kyle Pitts, we're hearing the backup in Vegas, and it's like, where did this name surface from? Like, how did that get thrown into the hat there?
A conditional sixth-round pick, man, that's why.
Man, oh, man. And then, yeah, that's the funny part is the guy was still on a team.
Yeah, he's still with the Giants.
And he hasn't been playing for
a year.
He's
retired.
It's a clown show organization there anyways.
I don't know, man. I hope this works out. I hope he plays well, and I obviously would be a nice story, right? You never root for anyone like that to fail who's been through stuff like that. I mean, certainly, but it's just a strange signing. It's kind of a head-scratcher. It's a head-scratcher, though, that we have to go to break, Dan. We're going to be joined by Doug Plagans at 8 o'clock. Joe Zagacki's going to join us at 9, so we got some good guests stopping by as well. We'll talk about everything going on. If you have anything here for us, 305-567-0560 is how you text in the show. The Heat, kind of sitting around and waiting, Dan. Just they are in waiting. And Bradley Beal may be the last name right now to pop up on the radar. I don't know how many other guys are going to get bought out or whatever as we move through this NBA offseason, but you got summer league. You know, by the way, the NBA season right around the corner, too. Everything is right around the corner. That's what happens when you have a hockey team that takes you through almost July. We did this with the basketball team for a while. The offseason's a lot shorter.
When you go long,
Panthers put out the preseason schedule already.
Yeah.
I think the Heat did, too, right? The Heat have their preseason schedule out. These things are right around the corner here. And before you know it, next month we're going to be in training camp for everyone. We'll be ready to rock and roll. So we're right around the corner from everything starting up once again down here. So if you want to jump in again, 305-567-056, we'll hit some of your texts. And more when we come back, Doug Plagans, Joe Zagacki around the corner. Hollywood Dan Day, Trevor in for Joe on this Monday morning.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back in here on a Monday morning. The first Monday after a three-day weekend. Everyone's dragging a little bit this morning, but we are here. Hollywood Dan Day, Trevor is here. Blake is here. They got the whole crew here this morning, minus the big dog, of course. He is going to be out for a few days. He will be back with us shortly. We got texts coming in here, Dan, this morning. Want to certainly get to some of these, and we got our first ever WNBA text.
Coming, man.
This is a long one. I'll take a second to digest this one here. And someone's ripping Joe for
taking some time
taking vacation.
Oh, he's about to get to his busy year.
Joe is the hardest working person I've ever been around. It's not even close. But yeah, he's got some family stuff. He's hanging with his family this week.
This is the thing about Joe. If Joe notices someone comes in earlier than he decides to come in another 30 minutes earlier than anybody else.
I know. He gets up so early. It's crazy. Like, he beats me here by 2 hours.
Oh, and it's not like he's going to bed at 6 o'clock in the afternoon either. He's going doing Dolphin stuff and watching games and doing prep. Like, he's working.
And I've never been a morning person either, Dan. I struggle to wake up still to this day.
And how many years have you been doing this?
About 10.
Okay.
And I still struggle to wake up in the morning. Let's see here. What do we got coming in here? Last thing we need is a recovering addict play football in a city that is built.
I've heard that.
I think he'll be okay, guys. I don't think that.
I mean, I thought Odell Beckham Jr. was going to be okay. It's terrible.
You and Joe on the Odell thing. I didn't think he'd take the field, but
well, at least he overperformed what you thought he was going to do. I thought he was going to be a solid third receiver.
Didn't work out.
It was funny because all the people I knew from LSU, because you know I went to LSU and I'm originally from New Orleans, were telling me like, dude, you guys are getting fleeced. And I was like, no, we'll be fine. They're like, no, you don't understand. He's really not into it. And I was like, no, I'll be fine. I just didn't listen and I should have known.
I think what this guy is saying, this is kind of a long text here, but he's saying about Caitlin Clark getting the crap knocked out of her and this and that by the, you know, the other players in the league. And I don't know, man. I don't follow it closely enough, so I don't want to like sit here and give, you know, hot takes like all these other people on ESPN seem to do, where they're like, oh, they're better with one. Yeah, they're better with. Who said that, by the way? Who was the analyst that said that? I had it like bookmarked on Twitter. I don't want to play it because it's just such
forward it to me. Let me forward it to me.
Yeah, you're better without your best player.
Yeah.
Generational player.
By the way, people do that all the time. That is kind of funny. Like, you're missing, like, well, the ball moves around better when you don't have it. Okay.
Like, was it from the show that called Good Vibes or something?
Yeah, so the lady was like, she was making the point that, like, the ball moves. It doesn't stick because she's ball dominant or whatever. And it's like, I don't know. I just think that league, any opportunity to take a cheap shot at her or to crap on her, it's like they just seem to jump all over the opportunity to do it. Yeah. I don't get it, but, you know, whatever, Dan. It's a summer league, and it'll come and go, and we'll be back to football before we know it here. There's some mean text about this Dolphins thing coming in. I don't want to, like, I'm not going to take any shots at Darren Waller. I hope it works out. I think the signing is weird. I think it's bizarre, to be quite honest. It wasn't a name I had on my radar.
I thought it was out.
The Dolphins did, but what does he say? You thought I was out, and they pulled me back in.
They pulled me back in.
So he's in. He is in.
He had some great years in Vegas. So, you know, I guess that's where the hope is at.
That was like 5 years ago.
I know.
look. This is going to end in one of two ways probably, right? It'll end like Odell Beckham. He won't even play. Or he'll go out there and play well. And hopefully it's the second.
And I was actually listening to you guys the other day. You're talking to Chris Perkins, and they're like, is he going to fill in for Jonnu Smith? And Chris Perkins kind of said, like, he doesn't have to have the same numbers as Jonnu Smith. If he can do 3/4 of his production and someone else can pick up the rest of the slack, that's what you're hoping for if you're the Miami Dolphins. So what if Darren Waller goes out and overexceeds your expectations, and then somewhere like a Malik Washington comes and has a great season that kind of fills the void and gives you the catches and gives you the yards and the production that you were looking for. So it's not an all or nothing type deal with Waller. It's what can he give us and what can other people give us? And together as a team, which is, once again, this is still a team sport, maybe everything can kind of work itself out. We'll see.
So here's the thing though with that. And I think Jonnu Smith's production would have, I want to say, falling off a cliff this year. But if things are going well for the Dolphins, it should fall off a cliff, right?
Yeah.
Because Tyreek should be in the 1,500-yard range. Jalen should be well over 1,000, right? And that's if things are going well. If things derail and you have your quarterback in and out of the lineup and you have Tyreek, if Tyreek is not Tyreek anymore, that would be the most disappointing
thing. That's going to hurt us a
lot. Right? Because it looks, now you can only do so much with these videos that pop up, and they had a video of him the other day on the Dolphins Twitter account, and he looked like Tyreek. You know, he's running around and cutting and running in and out of cones and stuff, and he looked like Tyreek. And I hope that he's able to have that bounce back season. We talked about this earlier, and I see my guy Mondo on Twitter here is like borderline criminal to not play the over on this one. I'm looking at it right now. Tyreek Hill's receiving yards on the Hard Rock app, 975.5. Mm-hmm. 975.5.
Seems pretty easy.
This is a guy that can go for 200 in a game. Easy.
Can I throw you $10 right now so you can take the over already?
Like, the only way that doesn't happen is if Tyreek gets hurt. I even think if Tua gets hurt, he makes that number. Probably easily. I mean, things would have to be epically bad for the Dolphins for him to not be a 1,000-yard receiver.
That would, yeah. I just don't see how he doesn't get to 1,000 without getting, I mean, of course, without getting hurt.
We'll play, someone was talking about this Tom Pelissero thing. We'll play it. Trevor, can you track that down for us? We'll play that for you. It's the same, look, take that all these guys are having right now. And, you know, Mike Florio started it, and I thought Mike's take was very thoughtful with it, right? And he said it starts at the top and it works its way down. And, you know, he has Mike Florio went all in, man. He smashed the Dolphins in consecutive weeks on this show. Mm-hmm. And he is very down on everything that they're doing over there. And, you know, it's not a hot take anymore at this point that if this season does not go well – that they could move on from everybody.
He even said if things start off bad.
But no, man. My issue is this. It's not my issue. It's the owner's issue. He's 85 years old.
Yeah.
He does not want to pull the plug on the operation because he knows this is it, Dan. He might not have another rebuild in him. I hate to say it like that, but you're 85 years old. You want to, you know, budget another five-year rebuild?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure he keeps in good health, but my God, man, like you're getting up there in years. I don't think he wants to go through another five-year rebuild. That's how long this one took to get to whatever this is.
Right.
Right. You know,
if you're a 50-year-old owner kind of into the logistics and sabermetrics and the numbers, and you know, you figure 5 years we can rebuild this thing. I'll be 55, everything will be all right. Yeah. But when you're 85, you're not sitting there saying we got a long term plan.
I don't think that he wants to go through another one of those rebuilds.
No guarantees.
There's no guarantee. That's one. The other thing is to get to that point where you'd get the top pick or a top five pick. I don't think the Dolphins can be that bad.
Mm.
I don't think they have that in them either.
With this lineup, no.
I think the Dolphins are going to win at minimum five or six games.
Easy. Yeah. Well, Vegas has them at 8.5.
Yeah.
With everything that's being said, they're still going
to
get.
If you had to pick a number today, I'd say they're an 8-win team.
I was going to say 9.
Right. I mean, they're probably at least an 8-win team. But that's
me. Look at what they did last year.
That's factoring in that I don't know that Tua can stay healthy. I don't know that Tyreek is going to be Tyreek again. That's factoring in some of those things. Now, obviously, if I like set the bar at 8 and Tua plays 17 games, they should be able to win double-digit games.
Look what they did last year.
If Tua plays 5 or 6 games, then they probably will lose a lot more games.
Last year, the offense was terrible. We had guys off of practice squads as our quarterback at points. Tyreek Hill has a terrible year. Jalen Waddle, bad year. Defense has no sacks, no real turnovers, still top-tier defense. We still won 8 games, as bad as last season went.
All right, we got texts coming in here on the Dolphins. We'll hit some of those. We'll hear this Tom Pelissero thing when we come back as well. Doug Plagans is around the corner. For our sports memorabilia people, we're going to talk about that a little bit with Doug. We will get on the Panthers, too. But I want Doug to stop in. We'll talk some memorabilia, man. I am hooked on that stuff. I know it's gotten very, very popular. That Fanatics Fest was a big deal up there, man. People are really into that thing.
Man.
I got to make it out to that at some point, but we'll take a pause. We got a lot more to get to here as we continue on. Joe Zagacki is going to stop by as well, preview some Canes football with the season about a month or about 7 weeks away. Start next month, and I am 2 weeks away from traveling to Charlotte for ACC Media Day, so there's a lot of stuff coming up. We'll take a pause. More to come on QAM.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know, it all comes down. This isn't breaking news. It all comes down to Tua, yeah, his ability to stay on the field. Look at Mike McDaniel's record when Tua Tagovailoa is his starting quarterback. It's very good. When he's not out there, it's not as good. And you can say that about most any team in the NFL. You lose the starting quarterback, then no matter who you have as the backup, you're probably in some deep trouble if you got to get through more than 2 to 4 games. The difference with Tua is there's a long injury history here, going all the way back to Alabama, the tightrope surgery on his ankle, the dislocated hip, then obviously the concussions in the NFL. You just don't know. He's doing everything he can, right? Every year we have the stories. He's learning martial arts, ways to fall. He is going to protect himself more. He's going to get down. And then you'll see him, and all of a sudden the instincts kick in, and he lowers his head into somebody in the red zone on a run, and he ends up missing a couple of months. That's what this all boils down to for the Miami Dolphins, is keeping Tua Tagovailoa healthy. If he is, I do think that you can see their path forward here in terms of we're going to be able to compete. We're going to be able to get the ball to all these different playmakers here and be good enough on defense. If something happens to Tua, then you're down to Zach Wilson, who has a ton of ability, but has been a roller coaster ride, to say the least, in his NFL career, though I do think he's in a really good spot now with Mike playing in the same offense he was drafted for with Mike LaFleur out there with the Jets. And then he's competing with Quinn Ewers, who's kind of the opposite, where the physical traits may not be there, but he has won and he's been there and been in big games over and over again. Is there a clear answer there? Are you handing this off to somebody who you feel like can step right in? Probably not if you're a Dolphins fan. You got to keep Tua on the field.
Welcome back in here on QAM. That was Tom Pelissero. And these Tua takes are they're getting old, man. We've heard a lot of it from a lot of guys, and it's I think pretty obvious at this point that the Dolphins need him to stay healthy. So, we get it. This is not not groundbreaking stuff here.
Yeah, Danny, it was a whole lot of just Tua needs to play. If Tua plays, the Dolphins will be good. If Tua doesn't play, Dolphins won't be good. And that goes for every other NFL team. Your starting quarterback goes down for the season, your season's pretty much over.
Yes, that sounds about right. I mean, look, I hope, Dan, for the first time in 20-some-odd years, the Dolphins shock us and they surpass expectations. I can't remember the last time we sat here and we said, man, this team really just blew us away. They surpassed the expectations.
Well, let's start small by...
What did you say,
does
Trevor?
Does 08 count with the Wildcat Dolphins for you guys?
No, because they didn't win anything significant. The Dolphins haven't won... Look, I'm going to be 40 this year, and the Dolphins have not won anything of any significance in my lifetime. Right? I mean, unless someone knows something I don't. They have not won anything significant. The last thing I remember the Dolphins winning that was somewhat significant was the Lamar Smith playoff game. I was actually at that game because I was in high school, sitting in the upper end zone there. I remember that game. And that was the last time they won a playoff game.
Let's start
Lamar
small.
Lamar Smith is probably 60 years old now.
Start small. Let's change narrative. Maybe beat Buffalo once this year. That would be cool. Maybe win a cold weather game. That would be cool. And then let's take it from there. Those are two things that would help a little bit towards
the big part of the schedule to me, Dan, is the beginning. If you can, you have to get off to a decent start.
You have to start 2-0.
If the Dolphins falter at the beginning, it's over. It just gets tougher and
tougher.
The Colts
might have Daniel Jones as their starting quarterback week one.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, if you can't beat the Colts.
Even though it's in Indianapolis. And New England with the new coach.
It doesn't matter, man. If you can't beat the Colts and you can't beat the Patriots at home, start the season, I don't see it getting a whole heck of a lot better, Dan.
No.
I just don't.
No.
Then you go at Buffalo on a Thursday night. I think the Dolphins get whooped in that game probably, right? And they're going to be huge underdogs there.
You can get the Jets, though. You can get Carolina.
Jets and Carolina are certainly beatable, but then it gets a little trickier with the Chargers. Cleveland stinks. Atlanta's whatever. The problem then becomes, again, if you don't get off to a good start, you have Baltimore, Buffalo, and Washington in consecutive weeks before your bye week.
Now, Washington game's out there in Madrid, so a toss-up.
I know, but those teams are so much better, at least last year, so much better than you were.
Yes. Head and shoulders, I would say Baltimore, Buffalo, way better than you.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got between Indy, New England, New York, and Carolina. I know you got Buffalo sandwiched in there, and I'm not going to say they need to go 4-1 because that's probably not realistic.
That would help.
But you got to win at least three of those games. You got to win three of those first five games. If you don't, if you're under 500 through those first five, I think you're screwed.
I'm starting to feel bad. If you go to Indianapolis week one and either Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson puts it on you, you're in trouble, I would say. I mean, I hate to say that after one game, but then,
Texter said the Bills don't even want a KO2 anymore. They just feel bad. Another Texter said, jump, go ahead and jump. That's what the Dolphins fan base is doing right now. It's been a long run, and Joe said this, I believe it. And Joe, by the way, is a tremendous gauge. We always talk about it. Everyone's always like, oh, this is like the fans think. This is what the fans think. Joe's a really good gauge of it because everywhere he goes, he is approached by Dolphins fans.
Of course.
And they let him know what they think. And I've been around Joe a lot, and we go, you know, I go to these events and stuff, and I tag along on occasion, and it's amazing the amount of fans that love to come up to him and talk to him. And Joe's great with it, right? He talks to everyone and, you know, tells him what he thinks too. And it's like he tells me the frustration's at an all-time high, and I believe it.
I mean, after 25 years of not winning a playoff game, yeah, I could see that.
Like Texter here says, season ticket holders got screwed and lied to just to lock down seats, which gets sold to the opposition. I still remember the Buffalo game. I don't know. I don't know. That's, you know, so like Trevor did this. You sold some of your tickets during the playoffs.
Oh, yes.
There's no way, as far as I know, and I even saw someone said, like, make sure you sell it to, like, you know, the home fans.
Whatever.
I don't know how you can do that.
I have the person behind me usually text me, like, why aren't you selling the Panther fans? Like, I don't even know who buys my tickets.
Right? Yeah, like, if you list your tickets on StubHub, I don't think you can be like, oh, by the way,
no.
Dolphin fans only.
No.
Yeah,
I will take Toronto,
way.
Maple Leaf fan, Carolina Hurricane fans, Tampa Bay fans, whoever. Just take my tickets. Like, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, there is no hotter ticket in South Florida right now than the Florida Panthers. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans, when we come back. Not just Panthers, though, by the way. We're going to get into some sports memorabilia. My man Doug does some stuff with Fanatics, too. And he is a card nerd. He is a memorabilia nerd. We'll find out what's hot, what's going on big in the hobby. With Doug when we come back. Joe Zagacki's also going to join us as well. We'll talk some Canes football as the season starts next month. It's officially going to start next month, so we got that on our plate as well here as we continue on the 8 o'clock hours next on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.